I'm afraid of doing EFT incorrectly. Start tapping on the side of your hand and repeat after me out loud. Even though I'm afraid of doing this EFT incorrectly, I'm afraid to even get started. What if I do it wrong? I have to do this perfectly, otherwise I will fail. And yet I want to accept myself and this fear that I have. Even though I feel pressure to do this right, I can't make any mistakes or I will fail. I'm taking comfort in knowing that EFT is a very forgiving process. And that simply following the steps one by one is all I need to do. Even though I'm anxious about doing this wrong, I can't mess this up. I feel pressured to do this EFT thing perfectly. I choose to trust the process. And I choose to make this surprisingly easy and comfortable. Good, now go to the beginning of your eyebrows and say, this pressure to do EFT perfectly. On the side of your eyes. I can't make any mistakes. Under the eyes. I have to do it right. Under your nose. I feel anxious about the process. On your chin. What if I make a mistake? Collarbone. I'm afraid to mess this up. Under the arms. This pressure to do it perfectly. Liver point. What if I do it wrong? On the wrist point. I can't make any mistakes. Top of the head. I feel afraid to make mistakes. And I feel pressured to do it just right. Go to the beginning of the eyebrows again. In other situations, I also feel this pressure. Sorry guys, this need to do it just right. Under the eyes. But what if there's no wrong way to do this? Under the nose. What if EFT is a very forgiving technique? On the chin. What if this could be surprisingly easy and comfortable? Collarbone. My anxiety about the process. On the arms. I want to let it go. Liver point. What if EFT is simple and easy? Wrist point. I want to trust the process. The top of the head. I want to feel more calm about the process. Beginning of your eyebrows. It has to be right. Side of the eyes. I have to do it perfect. Under the eyes. I can't make mistakes. Under the nose. But what if that is a lie? And I actually can make mistakes. On the chin. What if I just begin? Collarbone, I can always get better. On the arms, as long as I can let myself start. Liver point, I'm going to try something different. Wrist point, I'm going to start and give myself permission to make mistakes. On the top of the head, no, I can learn from them if I do make them. Knowing I'm still okay. and I can still be successful even if I make mistakes. Go to the beginning of your eyebrows. This remaining fear of making mistakes. Side of the eye. This remaining pressure to do this perfectly. Under the eyes. What if there is no way to do this perfectly anyway? Under the nose. What if mistakes are useful within this particular process? Chin. What if this indeed could be easy and comfortable? Collarbone. I'm starting to feel a bit more trust in the process. Under the arms. I want to let go of my remaining worries and concerns. Liver point. I want to transform this energy of anxiety into an energy of curiosity. Wrist point. Transforming this energy of anxiety into the energy of curiosity. On the top of your head. I'm allowing myself to feel very curious about this whole process. Beginning of the eyebrows. I love knowing this might just work for me. Side of the eyes. I love knowing there are solutions to any problem. Under the eyes, I choose to relax into this process. Under the nose, I choose to feel curious about my upcoming changes. On the chin, I feel a lot more comfortable about the process. Collarbone, I choose to be curious and take it easy. Under the arms, I can do this. And I choose to make it easy and comfortable. Liver point, I love knowing this is not a test of my skill or ability. Wrist point, but just an easy process of following steps. Top of the head, taking one step at a time. Knowing mistakes are okay. Because I can persist and keep learning. I choose to feel curious about my journey. I can't wait to get started. Good. Deep breath.